In this episode, we're going to hear from a savvy video editor who turns Instagram Reels into a career, or at least a side hustle, let's say, a money-making side hustle, not a hobby, something that's actually working, helping him get paid. He is showcasing the art of engaging short-form content. This must be Instagram month here on Side Hustle School. I've got another question coming up in a week about whether you can post the same kind of content, or literally the same content, not just the same kind, on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Always looking to maximize, always hearing from people who have creative, interesting ideas. And last week in the first $1,000 segment, we heard from somebody who's using affiliate links and Instagram stories to do pretty well, making at least $1,000 a month, perhaps even more. So let's talk about how this guy gets going. Instagram Reels, he is editing Reels for other people. So basically, he's a freelancer. His name is Nathan. How did he get started? How did he go from idea to income? Let's break down these steps. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up. But for now, here's Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan, and my foray into the world of social media content creation began with a simple realization. The digital space was rapidly evolving, and with it, the demand for captivating short-form videos was skyrocketing. As a video editor with a knack for storytelling, I saw a golden opportunity in Instagram Reels, a platform for high-quality, engaging content. My background in video production provided a strong foundation, but pivoting to specialize in Reels required me to adapt my skills. I immersed myself in understanding the nuances of what makes Reels pop, from viral trends to the algorithms that favored certain types of content. I launched my service focusing on creating custom reels for brands and influencers looking to boost their presence on Instagram. My offerings range from concept development and filming to post-production, with packages designed to suit different needs and budgets. Initially, I priced my services competitively to build a portfolio, starting with a basic package at $200 for a set of four custom reels. To market my services, I turned to Fiverr, creating a professional account to showcase my work. I used my own reels to demonstrate my editing style and the potential for engagement through well-crafted videos. This not only attracted clients, but also served as a live portfolio of my capabilities. One strategy that significantly boosted my client base was collaborating with influencers in my initial projects. By offering my services at a discounted rate in exchange for promotion, I tapped into their audiences, effectively broadening my reach. Or at least that was the hope. It turned out that most of them didn't actually share my work, so that didn't work as well as expected. Still, the demand for professional Reels content grew faster than I anticipated. Within months, I was not just meeting my initial 1,000 goal, but surpassing it. As I refined my process and took on more clients, my rates increased to reflect the value and expertise I brought to each project. Staying on top of trends and constantly generating fresh ideas posed a challenge, given the fast-paced nature of social media. To keep my content innovative, I dedicated time each week for research and creative brainstorming, ensuring my clients' reels remained relevant and engaging. For aspiring reels editors, immerse yourself in the platform's culture, understand its trends, and always look for ways to innovate within the medium. Networking is also key. Building relationships can lead to collaborations that may propel your business forward. Today, my venture into Reels video editing has not only been a successful business endeavor, but also a rewarding creative outlet. I'm still doing it, but I'm also thinking about what I should try for my next hustle.
Big thanks to Nathan for telling us about his first $1,000. Hope you found it encouraging. The whole point of the podcast, the whole point of the daily show, what we've been doing for 7+ years and counting, is that there's an idea you can take action on. There's something you can do to make extra money, maybe even turn into an all new career. And a lot of people have been able to do that. A lot of people have been able to quit their job from following these ideas, pursuing ideas of their own. And so I'm so excited about that. But also, even if you don't quit your job, you know, it's cool to make extra money and just have a passion project that pays you, not just a hobby, as I noted in the introduction. Anyway, thanks again to Nathan. Listeners, if you have a question, if you have an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This has been episode 2641. The show is available for free wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, elsewhere, directly on the website and I'll be back again tomorrow with a new one. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.